This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Hi, this is Evan Young, your Farm Bureau Director from Witt Township. Did you know that you can get a discount on Case IH tractor by being a member of Farm Bureau? It's true. When you belong to Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you can save $300 to $500 on selected tractors. Save $300 on the new Scout utility vehicle. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau to get these and other benefits. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
First of all, in the Farm Show on this Tuesday, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 737 and three quarter, down 3 3/4. May wheat trading at 754 and a half, down 3 3/4. March corn now trading at 696 and a quarter, down 6. May corn trading at 695 and a quarter, down 6 1/4. March soybeans trading at 1435 and a half, up 4. May beans trading at 1421 and a half, up 4 1/4. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 741 and a half, down 14 3/4. May wheat ended at 749 and a quarter, down 13 1/4. July wheat ended at 750 and 3/4, down 12. March corn yesterday ended at 702 and a quarter, down 6 3/4. May corn ended at 701 and a half, down 7 1/4. July corn ended at 692, down 7. March soybeans yesterday ended at 1431 and a half, down 21. May beans ended at 1417 and a quarter, down 19 and a half. July beans ended at 1407, down 18 and a quarter. March soybean meal yesterday ended at $413, down 94. May meal ended at 411.60, down 87. July meal ended at 406.80, down 77. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 51.24, down 19. May oil ended at 51.67, down 18. July oil ended at 51.97, down 17. March oats yesterday ended at 381, down 4 3/4. May oats ended at 372 and a half, down 3 3/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grains.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Monday afternoon, with soybean futures sharply lower. Lower than expected weekly export inspection figures, along with technical and speculative selling, pushed soybean values lower. Beneficial rainfall for the Plain States weighed on wheat prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 9 cents lower at $6.90 to $7, while soybeans fell 23 to 28 cents at $14.12 to $14.24. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids down 7 to 8 cents at 703 to 720, and soybeans dropped 21 cents at 1435 to 1446. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids fell 7 cents down to 697 to 727. Soybeans were 19 to 21 cents lower at 1440 to 1458, and wheat bids down 13 to 14 cents at 737 to 758. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 21 cents at 1457 to 1471. Basis ended steady, ranging from 26 to 40 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $9.40 a ton to range from $423 up to $432. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids steady to 5 cents lower at 719 to 737, with basis 2 to 7 cents stronger at 17 to 35 over the March. Illinois River Barnswooding Elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 to 7 cents lower at 712 to 718. Basis ended steady to 3 cents better, range from 10 to 16 over the March. Soybeans ended 21 to 24 cents weaker at 1453 to 1459, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at 22 to 28 over the March. New crop wheat prices for July 13 delivery fell 12 cents at 728 to 741, with basis ending steady, ranging from 23 to 10 under July. East St. Louis Barnswooding Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 to 7 cents lower at 712 to 718. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 21 cents, with quotations at 1463 to 1474. Soft red winter wheat down 14 cents at 781 to 782, and Milo ended 2 cents lower at 706 to 707. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn range from 519 up to 529. New crop soybeans at country elevators to producers range from 1222 to 1237. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 520 up to 539. New crop soybean bids at 1228 to 1248. And in southern Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 526 to 544. New crop bean bids 1236 to 1255. And the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery, those prices range from 709 up to 728. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs closed at 86.90, up 45. April hogs closed at 86.37, up a quarter. And May hogs closed at 93.55, up a nickel. February cattle yesterday, 126.87, up 42. April cattle, 130.35, up 22. June cattle, 125.97, up 27. March feeder cattle yesterday, 144.80, down 20. April feeders, 148.62, up 42. May feeders, 150.125, up 72. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 73 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $83.01 to $87, with a weighted average carcass price of $84.83. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady with a moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and number 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 38 to 42, 4 to 500 pounders at 40 to 45, 5 to 550 pounders at 46 to 47, and over 550 pound sows at 46 to 50. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded $3 lower, ranging from 55 to 59. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 10,714 head. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction in Bethalto on February 9th had receipts of 2,403 bales, which amounted to 135.68 tons. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa, mixed grass, and wheat straw all sold steady. Large squares and large rounds traded mostly steady. Alfalfa premium quality small squares traded from $5.30 to $7.20, Good quality small squares range from $4.40 to $5.10, with large squares 3x3s from $86 to $101. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality squares range from $123 to $142. Good quality large squares sold at $101. Orchard grass premium quality small squares range from $6.10 to $8. Good quality small squares traded from $5.10 to $5.50. Mixed grass good quality small squares range from $3.30 to $4.30, with large rounds 5x5s at $60 and large rounds 4x5s from $40 to $48. Corn stalks, fair quality large squares sold at $39. Wheat straw, good quality small squares range from $130 to $180, with large rounds 6x6s from $29 to $33. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $124 and on a dress basis at $200 with no heifer trade. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading slow with light demand and mostly moderate offerings, with 46 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $81.71, which was 52 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $182.72, which was 60 cents lower, with select carcasses at $179.15, which was 47 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Wednesday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000 compared to 115,000 for last week and 122,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 416,000 compared to 414,000 last week and 419,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This has been Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 155 and a half unchanged; for block cheese, 165 unchanged; and for barrel cheese, 156 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Monday, 1720. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, 707; for March, 718; corn delivered to Scottville for February, 699; and for March, 710. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, 1442; and for March, 1434. And wheat delivered to Scottville, 746. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, 707. Corn at Scottville, 699; beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1442; and wheat at Scottville, 746. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Time now for a check of Color Radar weather, and Color Radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs, to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit CTEMI.com. Service starts here.
Sunny skies across mid-Illinois today, high temperatures in the mid-40s and light west winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 30s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, once again sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-40s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid-20s, highs in the mid-40s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising. We have mostly clear skies, 25 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. The Hamilton Hay Auction was held Saturday, and with a report, we join Mike Hamilton.
Well, Randy, we had a nice run again, and plenty of buyers. We ended up with 2,318 bales. It's down a little from the week before. Good alfalfa, or premium alfalfa, was at $720 a bale. We had small squares of alfalfa grass from $370 to $660. Grass hay from $3 to $540. We had 718 bales of straw from $1.30 to $1.80. And then we ended up with around 50 bales of orchard grass, and it was from $690 to $8 a bale. Round bales, we ended up with 55 of them. Of a hay, and it was from 40 to 68 a bale. We had 28 bales of round bales of straw from 29 to 33. In the 3x3s, we ended up with 91 bales of alfalfa, and it was from 86 to $142 on a semi-load of premium hay. We had some Milo had been setting out at $34 a bale, and we had some corn stover at $39.
Mike, is the quality still pretty good?
You know it is, Randy. We're seeing a lot of really, really nice alfalfa coming in. And then we're seeing a lot of common hay, too, but the quality is out there.
Good. And back at it this weekend?
Yes, sir. We'll be receiving hay on Friday from noon on, and then up until about 10:30 Saturday morning. Sale starts promptly at 11.
Okay, give us your phone number one more time, Mike, if you would, please.
Yeah, they can reach me at 618-410-4293.
And that's Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Ag Auction at Fosterburg. Our guest on the AM Live program Monday morning was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. We talked about the truck show last weekend at the Peoria Civic Center. One of the most popular exhibits was put on by the state police, and it concerned truck inspections, as Don explained.
That is really a great service that the Illinois State Police provide every year at the convention. Every couple of hours they come in and they will do what I would call a mock roadside inspection. They will do pretty much a complete inspection on a truck, and we actually bring in a truck that maybe needs a little bit of work and has some issues, and the State Police will basically do their inspection of that vehicle, point out the issues and problems with the truck. A lot of people love going to that because, number one, they know it's not their truck, and number two, the state police officer has plenty of time to explain the workings of the truck and the problems that they see, and thus it's not an adversarial situation. It's a lot more relaxed.
Yeah, it is, and that really does make a difference.
Yeah, and it was it always draws a lot of people. And, you know, that's like a lot of the other sessions that have to deal with regulations, truck regulations. They always pack them in. Again, it's a situation where, you know, you get the state police, you get the Illinois DOT, you get the Commerce Commission, Department of Revenue, Secretary of State. You get all these agencies there, and you'd much rather talk to them in a classroom setting than you would along the roadside. And, you know, you can ask questions and get them answered. And it's a lot better arena to do it than it would be on the side of the road.
And that was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. Efforts are underway to help the new ag program in the North Mac School District. We join Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. We caught up recently with Farley Cole. He's the chairperson for the Barn to Barn Golf Outing, a fundraiser for the North Mac FFA and Ag Program. He told us more about their efforts and about this year's event coming up February 23rd.
North Mac is a recently consolidated school district comprised of the Vernon and Girard communities. And coming together in the consolidation, it was the vision of many of the agricultural community that ag returned to the curriculum of the new school district. Money being tight as it is, and a program that had been absent from both communities for a little over 20 years, it was kind of new to people, and I made it a part of my mission to see that we got it put back into the curriculum, and I knew, realized that it was going to need support beyond what the community had. So I organized a group of like-minded individuals, farmers, to help me in a process of making sure that the new ag program, as well as an FFA chapter that would come along with it, would be successful and survive. And we are in our fourth year of fundraising, I'm happy to say, and we have grown every year, and we are making donations into the school district to support ag education as well as supporting the FFA chapter, which has 35 members. Barn-to-barn golf is a silly little thing that we farmers put together. It is a putt-putt golf in barns, machine sheds, and two-car garages out in the country. We invite our friends and families and community members to come out for a day of golf, ask for a $120 admittance fee, and we have them drive from farm to farm, putting a hole and keeping score. And at the end of the golf event, we have a pork chop meal that we serve as the committee. We fix and prepare and serve. And then after the meal, we have an auction. And we're able to generate just a little over $20,000 on an annual basis to support into the ag program as well as the FFA chapter.
It's an amazing program, Farley, and I know you guys put a lot of work into it, and you get a tremendous amount of support from the ag community. Tell us about that business support.
The ag business support comes from the realization that they are losing qualified or interested, mostly interested people looking at them and supporting their work pool, work labor force, as well as business opportunities. And they have really stepped forward in great cause to support us in our endeavor. We're hitting on a little bit different demographic that is not normally tapped for fundraising. I'm very proud to say that all the ag businesses and ag-related organizations that we have approached for support, i.e. in sponsorship, polls have, it's been overwhelming. I'm just very amazed and proud of the ag organizations that I do business with and many of my fellow farmers do business with as well.
Well, and I know that you almost, you hate to turn anybody away, but you have plenty of golfers and plenty of sponsors. But what a great way for other chapters to maybe look at doing some fundraising. It definitely generates the income.
It definitely does. And we have been sharing our knowledge with young farmer committee organizations from surrounding county farm bureaus, as well as other FFA chapters across the state. This is not something we invented. We just took an old idea and spun it. You're absolutely correct. This overwhelming number of people that have had a good time in past and talk by word of mouth has grown it to an overwhelming situation where we've had to put a limit on the number of teams that we're able to handle. We're limited by our seating capacity at the dinner hall. So that's kind of what sets us up. This year we're having 85 teams, four members per team. And that's what we can handle. If we had a larger dining facility, we could do more, I guess. But it's a unique opportunity in late winter, early spring, I don't know what you want to call February anymore. It doesn't feel like winter the past few years. But it's people have got cabin fever, and this is a good chance for them to get out and bundle up a little bit, get some fresh air, play a little round of putt-putt golf, and enjoy some good camaraderie and support agriculture education.
That's Macoupin County's Farley Cole, the North Mac FFA barn-to-barn golf outing coming up February 23rd. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. And another farm news today, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association president-elect Scott George will soon take the reins of the organization. As president, George says he is looking forward to the opportunity to travel around the country and visit with cattle producers in their home states.
We have such a diversity across this country of segments that people are involved in, and also the terrain that they live in and the environment that they work in. And it's really educational to get to look at those operations that way.
After all, George will represent cattle producers from coast to coast during his year as National Cattlemen's Beef Association president. He says there are a number of issues of importance to the industry, but some of his top priorities will include...
We're real concerned about the EPA's attempt to take over the waters of the United States. That's a big priority item. We also want to see some more expansion of trade opportunities. We've kind of expanded our trade for our exports to a lot of different countries, and we'd like to see some more expansion of that opportunity as well. And I really would like to see us continue our work trying to promote to our domestic consumers. We cannot ignore our own consumers because they consume a majority of our product.
George says the Farm Bill makes the list as well. He says there are a couple of key items NCBA will be watching closely.
We're really concerned that we might lose conservation programs, EQIP programs, those kind of things that help us step up and make the changes that we'd like to see. And also we're concerned about losing disaster assistance programs. We're very mindful of that, especially in light of the drought that we're just going through right now.
According to George, there is a challenge for producers at the federal level. He notes there are many people making decisions that may not fully understand agriculture or the consequences of their decisions. In addition, he says they don't give farmers and ranchers the credit they deserve for the work they already do.
We are very good at taking care of the water and the land and the soil and the animals. And we've been doing it for generations. And sometimes they're misunderstood. So we've got to try to educate these people about what we are doing already. And number two, we've got to help them realize that some of the actions that are proposed can have very serious detrimental effects. And we've got to make them understand that there's a limit. We want to be good, but we don't want to be overregulated so that we can't afford to stay in business anymore.
George says the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is working every day to protect the profitability of farmers and ranchers. He says they're doing that by promoting their product to consumers and taking steps to ensure the regulations they're faced with don't become too burdensome. Cattle Facts market analysts gave their projections for the coming year at the cattle industry convention last Friday. Art Douglas, Creighton University professor emeritus, says there is a chance some regions of the country will see more normal precipitation patterns returning in the coming spring and summer growing season. That sounds promising, especially since the multi-year drought has affected more than 70% of the cattle industry. If more normal precipitation does return, analysts predict U.S. farmers will plant a record number of corn and soybean acres. Cattle Facts grain market analyst Chad Spearman says that would lead to lower feed grain prices with relief on the supply side and ultimately price relief in the second half of the year. More moisture would also mitigate hay prices after harvest begins in the summer, according to Spearman. The Rabobank Food and Agribusiness Research and Advisory Group released a new report about how the availability of cattle for shipment is expected to post a steep decline this year, leaving the U.S. cattle feeding industry looking for ways to make up the reduced supply. Over the past 2 to 3 years, record high feeder and calf prices in the United States factored into the surge of exports to the U.S., according to Food and Agribusiness Research and Advisory Vice President Don Close. He says the severe drought in 2011 specifically prompted a notable increase in exports to the United States, making levels unsustainably high. Finally, in our farm news, at their Pork Expo in Peoria last week, the Illinois pork producers recognized those who have made efforts to improve the pork industry in Illinois. The Distinguished Service Award went to former Extension Agricultural Engineer Ted Funk. The Pork Producer Family of the Year went to Hog Farms of Emmington. And the Pork Promoter of the Year award went to Michelle Abel of Glassford. The winners were selected by a committee of producers and nominated by county organizations and other pork producers. Finally, in our farm news this morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 739 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. May wheat trading at 747, down 2 and a quarter. March corn trading at 698, down 4 and a quarter. May corn trading at 697, down 4 and a half. March soybeans trading at 1438, up 6 and a half. May beans trading at 1423 and a half, up 6 and a quarter. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.